realize while we read the funny papers together. Let's see. This looks like a good one. Here's a line formed at the Moncrief Club office. Looks like a lot of people want to join up today. Uh-oh. Why, it's Donald Duck waiting to pay his dues. He's at the door, ready to give his name and money, but... Poor Donald. No ducks allowed. Well, let's see what he's going to do next. He's a pretty... Why, here he comes again. This time he's dressed in clericals. He comes to the door and knocks and says,
No, you're not J. Lucas McGregor of Moncrief. You're a Donald Duck. Go away.
No ducks alive. Donald. He didn't fool them at all. Well, we know Donald Duck, and I bet you he won't give up. He never sits down. Let's see what he'll come up with next. Why, here he comes again, dressed like a woman. He knocks again, he says,
I am a woman of words, and I understand the balance.
No, you're not a delegate to the Woman's Congress. And Billy Graham does not live here. Go away.
Poor Donald. This didn't get him in either. He brightens up. He must have an idea. He's headed toward the lake. Ducks must be allowed there.
We have come to an irrevocable conclusion, one so simple that it is amazing it has escaped us so long. The one thing absolutely essential to animal life is simply this.
That's when the Grinch should start. of the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door and do what you want to do. You gotta have heart. Oh, you heart. Oh, it's hard to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car. First, you gotta have heart.
Myself warm, walking my baby at home. We go along harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Mom peeps in, dear, maybe it's a pinching pin. Walking my baby at home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head to my chest. We start back to bed, she's nodding her head. Well, guess I won't get any rest. After I check to see if she's dry, maybe the pants, not the pen. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby at home. Walking my baby at home.
Introducing a new daily feature of the favorite recipe by world-famous chefs. Today's specialty is given to us by the master chef of the Waldorf Astoria, Chef René Dufay. After great persuasion, Monsieur Dufay is divulging his secret recipe for Goose Dufay.
Exercise the great care in selecting the goose. I have chosen a perfect fowl, plucked and cleaned by my own hand. Now for the seasoning, as I prepare the goose for the spit. First, put the salt. Rub the goose gently with the salt. Now for the pepper.
Pepper! I will pepper you! Your goose is already cooked!
What is the matter with you, my well-seasoned little bird?
What is the matter? What is the matter? You take that fat duck seed seal on that side and you ask me, what is the matter?
I go home with Cecilia's, but who took you home?
None of your business.
Who took you home?
Pierre.
You go with Pierre. So I go with Cecile. Good for the goose is good for the gander. Your aunt's a loose said I will meander. But if you're true, I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do. If you fly away like a foolish swallow, I won't make you stay, I won't even follow. But if you're true, I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do. You're just like the little red hen. Haven't stayed home since, I don't know when. Just remember if I ever roam, you won't find me till the cows come home. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You raise the deuce and I will meander. But if you're true, I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I won't don't take abuse, I'll start to glander. Honk, honk,
I'll honk, honk.
I'll do anything that you do. You run around like a rambling rover. You'll have no excuse when our love is all over. You
clap, clap, I'll clap, clap.
I'll do anything that you do.
You can't treat me the way you think. You treat me like something the cat dragged in. If you aren't careful, then you're going to learn. Some fine day the world will surely turn.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you raise the goose, then I will glander. But if you're true, I'll be true.
I'll do anything that...
Do anything that...
Do anything that you...
Christian Dior, who who is currently staying at the Fontainebleau. Monsieur Dion, almost never leaving his native France, said he ordinarily loathes American fashions. However, he has allowed himself to be a part of the presentation. His agreeing not only to appear but also to narrate was a complete surprise and has added immensely to the color of the occasion.
And me. I am honored to be here. How are you all?
Monsieur Dior is from southern France.
On with the exhibition. First, we begin with sports clothes. The biggest news in sports clothes is the T-shirt dress. Note the treat of a man's dress, fashioned after man's most common wearing apparel. Next, we have a simply ideal outfit for tennis. I'm sure you know that white is commonly worn on the court. However, this outfit is for those who wish to disconcert their opponents. For normal daytime use, this is a must. My, it certainly is must. The next is the housewife's blessing and the dry cleaner's bane. How provincial! The drip dry suit. Simply wash and wipe. That was the drip dry suit. Here is the drip wet. If I only had French models. We go from sports clothes to the dinner or cocktail hour. The only hour. This is known as the this is known as the after five suit. The after five suit must have had at least 10. Than me, these final creations accentuate trend in the new fall line. Note the use of terry cloth for the blouse, Callaway of course. Something to look for in much of the new fall and winter evening wear is the new look in the gently falling waistline.
Thank you.
one-room apartment, kitchen and bath, suitable for career girls. Inquire on the premises.
Done. recorder down. Please turn the recorder to slow speed.
Thank you.